From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. The Sawtooth Avalanche Center has been very busy since it opened up 2 weeks ago for this winter season. Here's just a sample of what's been going on. On Monday, a skier was caught and carried by an avalanche on an out-of-bounds run on Bald Mountain. He was okay. A large avalanche occurred in the Warm Springs drainage near Frenchman's Hot Spring, which hit a car and a building. Della Mountain west of Haley saw several avalanches, and they blocked the Big Wood River for a time, caused some minor flooding. At least three homes were hit by avalanches in Ketchum, and Highway 75 near Galena Summit was blocked by an avalanche. It reopened on Monday, and you thought you had a busy week. Joining us today are the director of the Sawtooth Avalanche Center, Scott Savage, an avalanche specialist for the National Avalanche Center and avalanche forecaster for the Sawtooth Center, Chris Lundy. Welcome, both of you, to the show.
Thank you, Samantha.
We're pleasure to be here.
Okay, first off, what is the Avalanche Center? What do you do? Where are you based out of?
Yeah, what is it? So the Sawtooth Avalanche Center is a Forest Service program based in Ketchum, Idaho. So myself and the four other avalanche forecasters, we're all Sawtooth National Forest employees, but kind of with a twist. We enjoy this absolutely amazing community support through a local nonprofit partner, the Friends of the Sawtooth Avalanche Center. So between the Forest Service and the Friends, we have a shared mission to provide actionable avalanche and mountain weather information and education to people working, traveling, and recreating in the mountains of South Central Idaho. So we issue critical public safety information products so people like you and all the listeners can make the best possible decisions and come home safely at the end of a long day snowmobiling or skiing in the great outdoors.
So how do you create these forecasts? I mean, it's got to be more than just weather, right? There's a lot that goes involved with this.
Yeah, this is Chris here. And as you just said, yeah, it all starts with the weather. The weather is what ends up creating the snowpack, which can lead to either stable or unstable avalanche conditions. So we're always paying very close attention to what's happening with the weather. And then there's one of us out in the field almost daily. So we're out there looking around, trying to look for avalanche activity, seeing how much new snow there is, seeing if the wind has been blowing that snow around. And then we often dig holes in the snow to look at the different layers in that snowpack. And the snowpack's like a layered cake. There's different layers created by the different weather events. So we're looking at those layers and tracking those layers. And then we get a lot of information from other people that are out in the backcountry, whether they're just the public out having fun, or we also partner with a lot of our local operators, whether it's guide services or ski areas, and we get valuable information from them. And that all that information goes into our core product, which is the daily avalanche forecast that comes out 7 days a week. Usually December through mid-April.
Wow. Let's talk about the last couple of weeks. We've seen a series of winter storms. How much snow have you guys seen?
Yeah, it's been a pretty impressive start to the winter. We're anywhere from 150 to 200% of average snowfall right now over in the Ketchum area and really throughout South Central Idaho. This last storm dropped anywhere from 2 to 3, maybe even 4 feet in the highest peaks. And it's kind of followed an interesting series that we've had this year, where we'll have a big storm where we get 2, 3 feet, maybe 4 feet of snow, and then a week or 10 days with no snow, which allows us to the snowpack to basically form those weak layers that Chris was talking about. And then we'll put a big storm on top of that, and then another week with no snow, and then you form another weak layer. So we keep repeating this pattern where you have nice weather, form a weak layer, big storm, see a bunch of big avalanches.
Wow. Okay. How you mentioned someone tries to go out once a day. What are you looking for? I mean, what kind of things do you see on the ground?
Well, we're always looking for signs of an unstable snowpack. And those are actually pretty easy to identify. And the biggest one of those is avalanche activity. So we're seeing recent avalanches. That is Mother Nature's sign that there is an unstable snowpack. So we're always looking for avalanches. And we're spending a lot of time behind binoculars and using cameras to take photos of those avalanches and document those. And then we're always watching for other signs of instability, such as when the snowpack collapses. So when you have a strong snow or weak snow, your weight can actually collapse the snowpack. So the snowpack physically drops and makes kind of a noise, or it's just a kind of a gut feeling that that the snowpack just dropped. So we're always paying attention to those things. And then sometimes it requires us to actually get out our shovels and dig holes in the snow, like I mentioned earlier, and look at those different layers. So those are all things that we're paying attention to that go into understanding the avalanche conditions.
We're speaking with the director of the Sawtooth Avalanche Center, Scott Savage, and the avalanche forecaster for this center, Chris Lundy. Tell me about what's new at the center this year. You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. This is Scott again. So we're continually working to improve our website platform to make it as easy as possible for you, the public users, to get the information you need. And Chris plays a big role in that, in developing and improving the different website tools that we offer. We were able to add a staff member this year, and because of that, we'll have some time to work with the National Avalanche Center to investigate bringing avalanche forecasts over to some currently unsupported areas in eastern Idaho and possibly the Boise Mountains in your backyard over there. There are no forecasts for those areas now. And then we're also hosting an international visitor. He's a Swiss resident, Manuel Jensween, and we're going to work on international best practices for both avalanche forecasting and education, something that Manuel has a lot of experience in. He's already developed international best practices for avalanche rescue and avalanche rescue related medicine. So we're really excited to have all kinds of projects to do besides our normal day job, which is creating those public safety products every day. So it's going to be a busy year for us.
Well, I've been online. I've looked around at your website. You've got a blog. You've got the daily forecast. You've got pictures and videos. I mean, you're doing everything you can to keep folks safe.
Yeah, we sure are. We're, you know, like Scott mentioned, our main primary goal is to give people actionable information so they can make informed decisions. And really, the core product is the avalanche forecast that comes out daily. That's the starting point for everybody that's heading out in the backcountry. And the core, sort of the core beginning of the avalanche forecast is the avalanche danger rating. And that's a 5-tiered scale for how dangerous the avalanche conditions are any day, on any given day. So that's where the avalanche forecast begins. And it's a tiered product. So as you move down the forecast, it becomes more complicated. But we like to start it off with just a simple summary of what the conditions are. We call that a bottom line. So really, if anybody is going to check the forecast, we hope at the very least they're looking at the avalanche danger rating and then that bottom line, and then they can scroll down to get more information as they go. But, you know, other folks that are, you know, quote, power users will find a ton of resources on the website for helping them make their informed decisions.
What's the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to avalanches in the backcountry?
Ooh, that's a tough question. This is Scott again. The biggest mistake people make is on days when the danger is elevated, when it's considerable or high or even extreme, like we had, just this weekend, that you can still go out and have a great time and have the time of your life playing in all the deep snow, but you just need to be in the right terrain. So matching the terrain. So when it's really dangerous, you need to stay off of and out from beneath slopes steeper than about 30 degrees. That's the minimum slope angle that you need to have an avalanche. So you can still go out and have a blast no matter how dangerous it is, but you just need to stay off of those steep slopes. And then when the danger drops, you can get out there into that, you know, steeper, more enjoyable for expert skiers and snowmobilers, those really steep slopes that, that people love to play on. So really there's a time and a place for everything. It's just matching the current conditions to the terrain that you're going to travel in.
Well, and I'm guessing that being prepared is the other thing. If you're going to go in the backcountry, be prepared to be in the backcountry.
Yeah, absolutely. There's three main things that you need before you head out in the backcountry. So it's kind of a nice 3-point checklist. The first one we've touched on, which is get the forecast. So get the most current avalanche forecast and see what the conditions are. The next thing is get the training. So make sure that you've taken an avalanche course and have some education and sort of understand the risks and what to do if something goes wrong. And then the final point is get the gear. So the minimum rescue gear that you would go into the backcountry with is an avalanche rescue beacon, which sends out a signal while you're out traveling through the backcountry. And if you're buried in an avalanche, then your partners can turn their beacons to receive and find you buried in the snow. And then also an avalanche probe and shovel are those the other two pieces of equipment they would need once they kind of home in on you with their avalanche beacon. Then with a probe and shovel, they can identify where you are under the snow and then dig you out. And of course, that's the last kind of the last ditch effort there. You know, the first line of defense is never being in an avalanche and certainly never getting buried. So, but as far as the gear to have, it's the avalanche beacon, shovel, and probe. And a lot of people these days are also carrying an avalanche airbag pack. And that is kind of a number of different technologies out there. But in essence, you pull a handle if you're in an avalanche and a big balloon comes out of your backpack that floats you to the surface if you're in an avalanche.
That's amazing. Okay, we've been speaking with the director of the Sawtooth Avalanche Center, Scott Savage, and the avalanche forecaster for the center, Chris Lundy. We're going to put links to the center on our website. Thanks to the both of you so much.
Hey, it's been our pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Samantha.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.